SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, the Prime Minister backing up Australia's defence spending. A drunk driver loses an appeal over the killing of four children on a Sydney footpath. And in sport, Australia wins the hosting rights for the 2023 Para-Asian Cup football competition. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brawl. A drugged and drunk driver who killed four children walking to get an ice cream in Sydney in 2020 has failed to have his sentence reduced even further. Samuel Davidson was initially resentenced to a term of 20 years in prison after the New South Wales Court of Criminal Appeal concluded his original sentence of 28 years was manifestly excessive. Mr. Davidson then appealed to the High Court for a further review of his sentence, but the court has refused to give Davidson special leave to lodge the appeal, with Chief Justice Susan Kiefel ruling his application was likely to be unsuccessful. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has appeared at a press conference with New South Wales Labor leader Chris Minns, throwing his support behind the party's bid to win the state election next week. He's also taken questions about the government's nuclear submarine security pact with the United States, following revelations the US has approved the sale of up to 220 Tomahawk cruise missiles at a cost of $1.3 billion in a supplementary AUKUS deal. The sale is yet to be formally confirmed by Australia, but Mr. Albanese has said Australia is serious about building its defence framework and will release more information in due course.
We'll release our defence strategic review sometime in April. What I've said is that Australia is investing in our capability, but we're also investing in our relationships.
The Australian Federal Police have announced a crackdown on money laundering practices they say are widespread in Australia's financial and property markets. 42 people have already been arrested on money laundering related charges so far, but now a task force has been announced that will dive even deeper into the practice. AFP Assistant Commissioner Stephen Demetto says Task Force Avarice will be made up of members from four separate law enforcement agencies. He says police believe billions of dollars are laundered in Australia every year and used to buy houses, bankroll lavish lifestyles and finance further criminal activity.
Money laundering syndicates exist only to launder dirty money, and that illicit money bankrolls further crime and funds extravagant lifestyles to buy vehicles and property. This should outrage law-abiding Australians who pay their taxes, earn an honest living, and skimp and save to pay the bills and to buy a home.
A doctors group has called on the Albanese government to give international medical graduates easier access to working rights in Australia. The Royal College of General Practitioners says there's a serious worker shortage across the healthcare system, but that remote communities are bearing the brunt. RACGP Rural Chair Michael Clements says Australia needs to change its rules so that it becomes the destination of choice for overseas medical grads.
What we're calling on is for the government to speed up and streamline the processes so that people who are currently overseas with a medical degree can actually get into the country and work sooner. We know that there's already a number of people in the country ready to start working in our rural communities as GPs whose applications are being held up through up to 18 months' worth of paperwork.
An investigation has been launched into the death of an abseiling instructor at a popular Western Australian tourist spot. Police say the 53-year-old man had been facilitating an excursion with students and teachers from a metropolitan high school at Brides Cave in Burrinup near Margaret River when he fell. Western Australian Police are preparing a report for the coroner. WorkSafe WA is also looking into the incident. South Australia's Parliament will hold a special Sunday sitting this weekend to pass legislation for a state Indigenous voice. The vote in the House of Assembly is expected to be a formality as legislation has already passed South Australia's upper house. The vote will be shown on large screens and free public transport will be provided for those interested in watching proceedings. To sport news, and Australia has been granted the hosting rights for the men's and women's 2023 Para-Asian Cup football competition. It will be the first time ever that a women's Para-Asian Cup has been contested and also marks the first time the men's and women's competitions will be held simultaneously. Football Australia CEO James Johnson says Australia is ready to deliver a game-changing tournament for Asia-Pacific's para-footballers, with the contest to be held in Victoria starting from October 31st. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.